Nevada's caucuses are now over, and Bernie Sanders is the declared winner. But what was the experience like for Native voters, and what did they have to say? Noah Glick traveled to the Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribes Reservation to find out.
There weren't a ton of people at Pyramid Lake High School on Saturday. Overall, less than 20 people showed up to caucus, with some voters rushing in at literally the last minute. Justin Zuniga is the caucus site lead. He says of the 8 precincts assigned to this site, just 2 had residents show up in person. And he says 5 of them are called ghost precincts.
There may be only one resident in that precinct. And if they show up, they get one delegate for their vote.
Overall, things went smoothly here, with the exception of one glaring issue. Zuniga says the way the state Democratic Party drew the precincts effectively split the community of Wadsworth. Some residents caucused at Pyramid High, while others were routed to Shaw Middle School.
We did have to turn away at least 3 people who came here to vote. We had some communities that it was divided.
And he says at least one person was not able to get to their site on time. But having the ability to caucus here, regardless of turnout, is important to the Native community.
It hasn't been that long since Native Americans were allowed to vote. Some of our ancestors never were allowed to vote. So basically, we're doing it for them, for those that can't vote.
That's Janet Davis. She's a council member for the Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe. The tribe, along with the Walker River Paiute Tribe, sued the state of Nevada and 2 counties in 2016 to get polling places on reservations, along with access to early voting. So, what's important to her and her community this election year?
The cuts to federal funding by the Trump administration. A lot of us rely on the health care. We have the Indian education, money provided for that. Other things on our minds is the EPA, how he's changing a lot of those regulations.
The participants here said the main goal was to defeat President Donald Trump. And like much of the state, they threw their support behind Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.